You're listening to Workaholic, a podcast that helps professionals like you escape burnout and experience growth. My name is Kiko Mabilog. Thank you for joining me today. What is up, workaholics? You are here with me today, Kiko Mabilog. You're listening to Workaholic with Kiko Mabilog, a podcast that helps professionals escape burnout and experience growth in their career so that they can hustle without the hurry. Today, I want to talk about something that might sound mystical and totally unrelated to work, career, and business. But I hope that you trust me when I say that the correlation between this principle and success at work, they're so connected to one another. And that principle is the principle of serendipity. And you probably hear that and you think, what's the connection? Well, let me tell you a story. We were in Bangkok for a work trip. I was there to, you know, be a part of a strategic planning for one of the companies that I work with. And during that time, you know, we had a remote team for so many years. We were all working, you know, away from each other, barely in the same country. And for the first time, we were meeting face to face. We were hanging out. We were having fun. And it's a good time to really just catch up and share stories. And we heard the story of the co-founders and how they started the business. And the story, you might think that, you know, it's an elaborate story of people raising funds and then, you know, coding the night away, building this product, you know, an aha moment happens, and, you know, thus is born this software company that has, you know, reached so many amazing heights in terms of like business success. But it just so happened that this software company started because two digital nomads who were following each other on Twitter were in a city in the dead, like in the area of Germany. I don't remember where. Like of all times, all seasons, they just happened to be in one place, and they were, you know, on Twitter, and they just sent DMs to each other and said, "Hey, let's meet up for coffee, share some ideas." They went for coffee. They came up with this idea of building this kind of app for HR departments. And so they went their separate ways, actually built the app remotely. And after that, that app would become a $1 million business. And that story really jumps out to me out of the many stories that I've heard from companies that I've worked with because of how random the beginning of that business was. And I started thinking about the many things in our lives that happen seemingly out of serendipity or chance. Call it fate if you want to. And in retrospect, if you look at the decisions that you made, and if you had made a different decision, then you wouldn't have had the tremendous opportunity that come your way. Maybe you missed, you know, a bus, and it just so happened that you met the love of your life while waiting for the next bus. Or you were going out for coffee one day, and instead of getting a large, you got a small. You ran out of coffee, you went into another coffee shop, met whoever would become your business partner, and you would start a business together, and it would become, you know, an amazing company. You know, these kinds of situations that seem so random, but then it happens, your life, your business, your career changes forever. The next few minutes, I'm going to share my own string of serendipitous moments that turned my career upside down, because A, it's my podcast and I can share whatever I want. And B, because I think it's really going to drive some key lessons and points that will help you to optimize your life for those moments of serendipity so that you can take those moments, those chances, those opportunities, and then optimize for those moments so that you can positively impact your life, your business, your career. Let me start in 2013, when my wife and I found out that she was pregnant. And during that time, we were practically broke. And we looked at each other and said, we need to start making money. A few weeks after we find out she's pregnant, I'm at an event and I meet this person who would then introduce me to another person who needed a graphic designer. And during that time, that was my profession. I was working a day job as a graphic designer and marketing, you know, manager for a coffee shop. And so I needed the extra income, talked to my boss and said, hey, can I get a couple of gigs here and there? And my boss agreed. And so I picked up a side gig, worked on it. Like after hours, I was working from around 10 a.m. to 6 to 7 p.m. in the evening. And then I would go home for dinner, work from 9 to like 1 o'clock in the morning on certain days. And then I finished the project and the client was super happy and referred me to two more clients, friends of him who were also in, you know, the tech space and who also needed graphic designers. And then in 2014, I started a project with a friend. We wanted to start a website for creatives and create blogs that would feature graphic designers, web developers, UX designers. We thought that we could make money out of it, never did, and so it failed miserably. And then later, I met a guy who owned a website for creatives, and the concept was so close to what I had tried, except this guy was actually successful and made thousands and thousands of dollars every single week from that website that he built. And after connecting with him and, you know, exchanging notes and saying, like, I want to try to do this again, and would you help me? He actually just said, why don't I just hire you? You work for me. We share the same vision and let's do it together. And so I worked with this company for 3 years. And in 2016, I get laid off. That very evening, I lost like 40% of our income, our household income. It was a bad place to be. And so I started to look for odd jobs again to try to make ends meet. And then I landed on a job opening, an ad for a job opening for a content writer. I'd never written a piece of content for money in my entire life, but I did enjoy writing. And so I applied for the job and I got the job. When I got the job, it was around 15,000 pesos a month, additional to the income that I was making from my day job. And so thus began my freelancing career. Later, I would leave my day job, move with my family to Bacolod, and started a new life here. And after 6 months, the pandemic hits. And when the pandemic hits, there's a big surge for people who are great at making content, whether it's graphic design or writing. Just so happened that I knew graphic design and I knew how to write. And so I started a social media agency with my wife. We created graphics for the social media channels. I wrote the captions and we started getting clients. Our business exploded during the pandemic. And in 2022, we hired our first staff, a virtual assistant who would help us with administrative duties. And so began Block 10 Strategy. In 2023, we doubled our revenue and we grew to a team of 5. And today, as of 2024, we're now a team of 10. And now we're very close to making around 7 digits every single month. 3 lessons I learned as I wrote down those serendipitous moments in our lives. Number one, serendipity will make or break you. It comes with both ups and downs. The key is to respond the right way. And so how do you respond to serendipitous moments? When fate brings you down, the key there really is to respond with perseverance, to stay consistent, to not change a thing, to continue to move forward if you believe that the path that you're on is the right path. Sorry for a different day. But when serendipity brings you an up moment, then it's about time that you respond in optimism. Yes, it's not going to look perfect. Never is. Probably the first 5 seconds is going to look, sound, and feel like the perfect idea, but then the doubt starts to creep in. But in that moment, what you need most is optimism. Optimism is not blind positivity. It's not saying everything will go right, nothing will go wrong. But optimism basically is saying that over the long term, if we play our cards right and if we manage our risk, then this can actually turn into something good. Second lesson is that there's no such thing as luck. You know, there was a friend of mine who commented on me one time and said that you say the word good luck a lot. Do you believe in luck? And I realized I didn't. It's just that, you know, it's an expression. But deep down inside, I know that I don't believe in luck. And I don't think that there really is such a thing as luck. We all have chances, but only some people will take the chance. Chances are you'll have opportunities, But chances also are that you'll have your own setbacks. And the toughest part of it is it's sometimes really hard for us to identify which is which. We look at a scenario and we think it's an opportunity, but it's actually a setback just waiting to happen. Someone comes to you and says, hey, we need this kind of service. We hear that you provide it, and so we want to hire you. Sounds like an opportunity. And then this client turns out to be a terrible client who doesn't pay you on time, always comes up with scope creep, and they just are, you know, terrible client that sets your business back two steps. Or in the line of, you know, being an employee, for example, you leave a job because you see that there's a better job opportunity elsewhere, and you think that that's the dream job that you want, and then 6 months go by, and it seems like it's just like your old job, except you work for a different boss, and you're just as miserable, or probably even a worse situation. And then comes a situation like, you know, say a pandemic, and during that time, you start to see tremendous growth in your business. Of course, it's a terrible, you know, time in history. Millions of people died. Never would wish it once again. But it just opened doors for other people as well. You can't tell for sure which chance is going to be an opportunity, which one is going to be a setback. And so, how do you respond there? It requires taking some risk. But not all risk is good. So what you have to do is you have to manage your risks. Calculate them well. A good way to think about risk is this. If you're playing Russian roulette, it sounds like you have a really good possibility or probability of winning the game because you've got 6 barrels and only one has a bullet. Good chances of winning. But if you land on the wrong barrel, then game over completely. That's a bad risk. Probability is one of the worst ways for you to measure risk. What you should actually be measuring instead is the impact of the probability of failure. And so if you have a probability of success on a certain project, but it's not going to kill your business or your career, then that's a good risk that you should take because it's not really going to hurt you that much. But if you have a project that has a 90% chance of succeeding, but out of the 10% chance that you fail, it's going to set your career back to the Stone Age, then that's not a risk that you should take. Serendipity happens, but what we need to be careful of is we need to ask ourselves the question, how bad is my situation going to be if things don't pan out the way I want it to pan out? Third lesson, you get more chances than you think. I've been reading this book by Morgan Housel. It's called Same As Ever, amazing book. And there's this statistical equation. Bear with me. I know I probably lost you there on statistical equation. But it shows that if miracles happened 1 in a million times, then you would likely get 1 miracle a month. Sometimes we think that just because something is a 1 in a million chance, that there's just no way for you to get a good chance at success. But life is really random and it's super large. And we're exposed to so much of it on a daily basis. You have thousands of encounters, thousands of ideas, lessons, and sometimes all it takes is just 1 or 2 really good opportunities for your life to go from 0 to wherever you want it to be. And what that made me realize is when you miss out, it's not because you're unlucky. It also doesn't mean that you're incompetent. It just means that you missed out, and that's it. Many people miss out. I've missed out on many opportunities as well in the past. There's this fear of missing out that is just so prevalent in us. And so we're always scared to take a chance because of that fear of missing out. I want to encourage you, my friend, and make you realize that your time will come. That there are opportunities out there. There are serendipitous moments out there that's going to change your life for the better. And there's only one way. Only one way that you're going to screw up serendipity. And it's if you don't stick around long enough. If you stay the course, and if you believe in the course, again, story for another day, probably the next podcast. But if you know that this is the mission that you have in your life, it's what brings you meaning. If you stick around long enough, then serendipity will smile at you and you will have your break. Call it fate, call it chance, call it God's will, whatever you want to. But whatever name you give it, by all means, optimize for it. And optimizing for it always goes back to three things. Number one is to respond the right way. Respond in perseverance when things go down, and respond in optimism when things go up. Secondly, is to take manageable risks. Don't decide based on your probability of success. Instead, you should start making decisions based on what you stand to lose in case a project fails and you don't get the result that you want. And lastly, is to realize that if you miss out, you just missed out. And there will always be another opportunity, another serendipitous moment, another chance for you to make things right. And when that happens, I hope that you're sticking around long enough to see it come to pass. I hope this has been helpful. Share this with a friend if you think that they need to hear it. And as always, you can always subscribe to this podcast and watch out for more content in the future. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'll see you next time around. Bye!